identity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Williams and oh, they're all here, and there's probably a couple of cops. And, you know, some of my Jehovah's Witness friends, and God bless you all. Thank you all for coming, all these different, from all these New Jersey people. But this little song is dedicated to the Philly within the soul.
Thank you. your book.
Hey, Joe. What? In church? Oh, Ventnor. That's in the Monopoly game, right? Yeah, Ventnor. That's like down past the boardwalk, right? All the houses are yellow. I think Ventnor is. That, wasn't there like a giant like elephant right near there? That's Margate. I like them all, man. I like them all. Well, I'm sorry. I got plans. I was speaking about the Jersey Shore and my affection for it. That should be profound enough.
Thank you.
has like temporarily gone out for a cheesesteak. It'll come back. It does that occasionally.
People have the power.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know a nice thing?
What?
We were taking a walk over to look at Independence Hall, and you know that park, Washington Square Park. You know, it's right near here.
Where's the flame?
What?
Flame's missing there.
Yeah, I noticed that. The eternal flame seems to have taken a hike. It's probably out somewhere with my voice. Anyway, there's a tree there. If you're like walking home tonight, you walk through there. There's a tree there called the Moon Tree. Yeah, it's in Washington Square Park. Anyway, today's its 25th birthday. It's made from a seed that was took up to the moon. I think it's a sycamore tree. And then they brought it down and it's planted in Washington Square Park, which is a very historic park. And some of the, our forefathers walked through it and we walked through it. And anyway, it's the Moon Tree's birthday. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jones. We ran out to the grass, and we plucked them up, and we plucked up the light. you, I have to have a coif change.
Can I have a man? Long live fucking Frank! Yeah! Long live Frank! Long live fucking Frank! We love you, Patty!
The king is dead. Long live the king.
You rock my world! Thank you. Thank you.
also are most of you from the Philadelphia area? Well, it's a great city. You should explore it.
Come back.
That was just an esoteric, bigoted joke. And as I have done in every other city, I must appeal to all of you, please register to vote. The right to vote for all people came to our country slowly and not without bloodshed. And William Penn, one of the great men of our country, one of the great Americans, one just a great human being, designed Philadelphia and the region around Philadelphia to be truly a city of brotherly love. He was a pioneer, and I'm sure you all know this, but sometimes we take for granted things that we know so well. But that man, William Penn, was a man of vision. Hoping that all people would be able to worship as they like, and that there would be no slavery, and that women would have the right to vote, that all people would be equal. All these things have been fought for in our country. People died. They fought the Civil War. There has been much blood. Martin Luther King marched upon Washington with his hundreds of thousands. He was assassinated. All of these things happened. They all happened so that we could vote. And what do? Every 4 years, we blow it off. But you know what? I'm going from town to town, and I'm begging you, register to vote. If you don't believe in the people that are running, write out somebody you believe in, but use your voice. I'm telling you, our government is very happy for us not to be voting. And we're very happy. They would like to just run the government, run the country like it's one big fucking business. And the only way that we're going to change that is to get out and fucking vote. Register and vote. I registered. I'll be voting. See you at the polls. I haven't fucked with the